Welcome to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day and a special presentation of All of It. We'll hear excerpts from the MLK celebration, which was a collaboration between WNYC and the Apollo. I had an opportunity to host it last weekend with my colleague Jamie Floyd at the legendary Apollo Theater in Harlem. The house was packed. The vibes were good. This is a proud tradition for WNYC. And this year's theme was The Strategic King, MLK's Visionary Leadership. In today's presentation, you'll hear panels led by me and by Jamie that explore Dr. King's strategies towards achieving equality and those of today's social justice advocates. We'll also hear spoken word performances, including one from Carrie Mae Weems. My colleague Terrence McKnight from WQXR was the MC for the day. So we hope that today's show will give you some space to reflect on the legacy of Dr. King. And with that, let's go to the Apollo.
Hello, Apollo Theater. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Can I get a good afternoon? All right. And hello, Harlem, right?
Hello, Harlem. Hello, New York City. Hello to the millions of people listening on public radio stations across this country.
This is the 14th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration. And the 7th at the historic Apollo Theater. I've done the event for 10 years with Brian Lehrer. And of course, we miss Brian, right? But we have Allison. Because we are a team at WNYC New York Public Radio with a deep bench, and I got my sister in the house. So we're gonna do this together as a team. Thank you all for coming out. We are on the legacy stage of the Apollo Theater, sacred ground, not just because it's a stage for performance, but it's also a stage for activism and a stage for social justice.
Dr. King said, when evil men plot, good men must plan. When evil men burn and bomb, good men must build and bind.
He said, when evil men shout ugly words of hatred, good men must commit themselves to the glories of love.
We have assembled a stellar cast of intellectuals, historians, journalists, strategists, and poets to take us into the deep waters of Dr. King's strategic approach to media and to politics, of course.
And yes, we have dared to read the words of Dr. King on the stage before you from a teleprompter, but we will hear the voice of Dr. King. And when we do, let's reflect together upon the ways in which his strategies, philosophies, and actions still resonate in these challenging times today.
And with that, welcome to the Apollo Uptown Hall, the strategic king, Dr. Martin Luther King's visionary leadership. And now returning to our stage is our master of ceremonies, Terrence McKnight.
When people think of the Apollo Theater, gospel, jazz, R&B, and hip-hop, those icons come to mind. But for generations, this stage has also been home to poets and spoken word artists, folks like La Bruja, Gil Scott-Heron, The Last Poets, and Dazaki Shongay, Sarah Jones, and Saul Williams, just to name a few. Our first performer continues in that tradition. She harnesses the power of poetry to tell stories and navigate pain. She is a natural at combining the personal and the historical. Her honors include awards, fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts and Harvard's Radcliffe Institute. We're proud to have her here today. Please welcome the Pulitzer Prize winner and U.S. Poet Laureate, Natasha Trethewey.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We have seen view from the window of the 16th Street Baptist Church, Birmingham, Alabama, 15 September 1963, for Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, and Denise McNair. Afterwards, there was the one who could not see, Sarah, her eyes laced with shards of glass. There was her sister, Junie, whose duty it was to look, who knew their younger sister only by her shoes. There were the four whose names still fill our mouths with smoke and glass and ash, and the mangled church, half-moon sockets where windows had been, and the image of Jesus, the gospel still visible to all, his likeness enshrined in stained glass, Christ the Good Shepherd in a window facing east. In the aftermath, you could have seen from a hole in the glass what a photograph captured. On the building across the street, a sign, the word Liberty, its brutal irony in 1963, and below it a man, his face behind a camera, aiming his lens back toward the wounded church. How not to think of the violence in our language, or that of a photograph, inanimate witness? How we say take and shoot and capture, liberty and justice for all. And how the camera's way of seeing depends not only on light, but also aperture, a hole like any wound. The wound, Rumi wrote, is the place where the light enters you. Even now, I keep going back to the details of that day, a photograph of Sarah, her eyes in bandages, what it means to see and be seen, and what remains unseen. In the history of stained glass, the vision for a window's design was embodied first in a sketch, the vidimus, Latin for we have seen. This is how what begins in imagination, a grand design, as in I have a dream, is made manifest. I know the past is a story we tell to make sense of the present, and I can't help turning again and again to metaphor, how both faith and justice are rendered blind, that the angels might walk unknown among us. That day, as if to leave us with an image of the martyred girls, of Addie Mae Collins, her face no longer a face her sister could recognize. There was Jesus, his likeness in the window, nearly intact, but faceless after the blast. Thank you.
I'm Allison Stewart, and you're listening to All of It. We'll continue with more from WNYC and the Apollos, The Strategic King, MLK's Visionary Leadership,